Welcome to Mastering Life's Adventures, an educational podcast about tapping into your true self, the soul, your soul, the substance of your life, to discover what life's ups and downs are really about, and how to have a greater sense of purpose, peace, joy, and fulfillment. I am Dr. Judith Holder, your host, coach, psychologist, fellow seeker who enjoys diving into the connections between spirituality, psychology, wellness, and your everyday life's adventures. All preparing and polishing you like the facets of a magnificent diamond to be your best self. If you're craving more from your life, you are in the right place. Come, let's journey together and transforming what you know into who you really are. Mastering Life's Adventures begins now.
Hi, I'm back with the next simple key in our soul growth series, and that is the gift of gratitude. When we think about gratitude, have you ever thought about it as being a powerful and magnetic key that draws God closer to each one of us, and we become closer to God through gratitude? Now, you may not have thought about that. You think about gratitude and giving it to other people and saying thank you to other people and being kind to them. And all that is good because God is in them as well. But we're talking about gratitude as it relates to soul growth and soul evolution and the power that gratitude has. And it's so simple to be able to do that you don't need any type of training. And you don't need to have to go to any type of school to learn it. You can just be more grateful in the things that show up in your life. As I was talking about with the next simple key, failure, when if it shows up in your life in terms of failure, large or small disappointments that happen in your life, can you find some gratitude about it? That there's certain soul lessons that you're learning? Gratitude is such a beautiful quality to have and cultivate in our day-to-day, even moment-to-moment experiences. When we can be able to do that, it just actually moves us out of the outhouse. You know, in the olden days when they had the outhouse, where that was the bathroom, was the outhouse, which was away from the home or the house that you were, the person was residing in, and into the mansion of being, where your soul and the Christ, Jesus, and God belongs. It belongs in the mansion, not in the outhouse. And the main room in that mansion is the master bedroom, which is your heart. And the beauty of your heart and the gratitude that when you start to express it and show it either spontaneously or being mindful of the moment that you find yourself in, or being more deliberate in how you're communicating the things that you're grateful for, and that you are noticing around you, is very powerful to cultivating the heart. It is like this precious gem quality of the heart. It's a gem. It's like a gem, like a diamond that you're buffing up so it can sparkle, that allows you to sparkle, that allows you to feel greater lightness and a greater warmth because you're being grateful and you're showing gratitude to other individuals. And as you're showing it to others, it immediately has an impact upon you and in your heart and how you're feeling. Have you ever noticed that when you are really being grateful for something, that your heart does warm, that there's this light warmness, and sometimes it may be a more kind of physical, you can feel that warmness, and usually you can when you're expressing gratitude, if you're alert and start to be more aware of it. It's like a small smile that comes to your face when you're being grateful, or a jovialness to each of your steps as you're walking, this jovial quality of just lightness that happens. There's such a preciousness that happens with gratitude that I want to talk about this more, because I think it is a simple key that we can all do more of that will help us on our path to our soul evolution and our souls uniting with the Christ, and the Christ, it then becomes the way shore to being connected to our Creator, to God. the true source, the Atman. Usually with gratitude, we are affirming the goodness in the person, in the world, and more importantly, the greatness and the goodness of God, our soul, the Christ, the Creator, which are all these spiritual dimensions to who we are that we need to pay more attention to if we want to continue to evolve our soul. It means that there's a shift and change in our thoughts and our feelings to not only the mundane things that we have to do in the day-to-day life that we have, and that we're integrating the gratitude into our everyday experiences. Everything that happens to us, we're finding some morsel or kernel or bigness to goodness that the experience is giving to us. And we want to do more of that because as we develop this quality or enhance the quality of gratitude, we now move into a spiritual mindset. We start moving into seeing through the lens of God, how God would see it, how Christ would see it, how our soul would see things, and make the appropriate thoughts and feelings come into alignment to that. And through this process of gratitude, it really helps us to develop and refine the relationship, or even strengthen the relationship that we have with how we're feeling and how we're thinking towards God. And it's usually said, one of the things about gratitude is similar to joy, because it gives us joy. The more grateful we are, the more joyful we experience. And joy is the motor of life. And that motor is like the heart that I mentioned earlier, that is in the master bedroom that we want to be in and be in the center in our heart and in center in this mansion that exists within our heart, that we can utilize many gifts, many talents, and many opportunities that come our way when we're looking through life through the lens of Jesus the Christ, of our soul, of what God would do in this situation and how he would manage a particular situation. Or when we're thinking about the gratitude that we get and the generosity in the social situations or the circumstances that we may find ourselves in on a day-to-day basis, or at work, where we're finding that work is hard, it is tiring, it is long, but still, is there something we can find gratitude for? Because we are tied to the Creator, to our soul. And the more grateful we are, the more, yes, it may have taken the energy just to do it, but it's more satisfying. Or we are more able to say, yeah, it was really, really hard, but I'm so grateful that I had the power, the energy, the fortitude, the hands, the ability, the legwork to be able to get it done. And the more that we are grateful in that way, then it becomes like a European speed rail of positivity, of thankfulness, of being alert to being kind to situations that we find ourselves in. It allows us to be more appreciative of the soul source, that is God, our higher self, I am presence, the Atman that exists within us, that is guiding us, aiding us, directing us. Because when we are in attunement and alignment with God's greatness through gratitude as one of those spiritual gifts and keys that I'm talking about today, then it opens up for us more things that God can give to us as treats, more teaching that God can show through us as we observe situations that happen in our life. The more that we begin to understand that we can discern between what is a yes and what is a no in our life. If, for example, we're grumbling about something or condemning another person or being judgmental about a situation that happened in our life that is over the top, then we have to say no to that because it gets out of the frequency and the wavelength of God's gratitude, of flow of energy to us. And I've mentioned this before, that a flow is like an umbilical cord that is nurturing us, that is energizing us, that is helping us through our day-to-day experiences for those who walk a spiritual path. It is quite different for the secular, of the mundane individuals who don't believe in God, who don't want anything to do with God. That's their free will. They can choose not to have God in their life. But God, you know what? In some secret ways, is always trying to help them to see that life would be better with God, that life would be better in guiding and directing their lives. But God waits until they say, yay, I want to rediscover God in my life. I want God to be a part of my life. But that's, again, free will for the individual. And what I'm talking about today, as it relates to gratitude, is for those who are conscious and intentional and walking their spiritual path and wanting their having a greater connection and a greater understanding of God and their relationship to God. And what better way than have a greater relationship to God by being praiseful, by being praiseful of God, praising His glory, praising all that He brings to us, seen and unseen. Sometimes I say, God, when I wake up in the morning, thank you for the things that are seen that you bring my way and things unseen to me, that you are still guiding and helping me in ways that I may not know. But I want to make sure you know that I am grateful. When we are really appreciative and thankful for this goodness in our life through gratitude and other spiritual principles that I'll be talking about in future episodes, the more that we can be able to do that, it becomes like manna from heaven. It's as if it's feeding you, it's feeding your soul. Gratitude is such a powerful, it's like a magnet that draws to you greater goodness, greater kindness, greater appreciation, greater sense that you're whole, you're complete, because God is feeding you and giving you that substance that you need for your soul's growth and evolution. Have you ever thought about that? That gratitude is like manna from heaven? But and when we are embracing this, we're allowing our soul to thrive. We're allowing our soul to thrive and not just survive. We're not here just to quote unquote survive. God wants abundance for our lives. But also God has certain laws and like regulations, you know, that we have to follow for that abundance to flow into our life. And the more that we are willing to love God with all our heart, all our mind, and soul, and we are willing to love our neighbor as ourself, then we are cultivating a greater sense of gratitude and grace that is in alignment with God's desire for our life. And that ultimately what we're always trying to do is be in greater grace and alignment with what God has for us in our life. And we can ask God, show me, guide me, direct me. You hear me say this before, of what I need to do in this situation, or my purpose for being, or what is it that I am good at? Help bring to people to help me be aware of what are those things that I'm good at that I can offer to you in your glory. Now, there are ways in which they're simple that we can cultivate more gratitude, some of which I've already talked about. But so I'm going to talk about, maybe I'm talking about 5 or 6 ways that we can be able to do that. And where we're cultivating this sense of gratitude, we're doing it with an awareness, be it spontaneously or be it intentionally, but it's really underneath we're saying, I'm doing all this work, all whatever I'm doing day to day to the upliftment of my soul and to the glory of Jesus Christ, my Lord. And to the glory of my mighty I Am presence, and, you know, whatever you want to call God as your creator, you're doing that within mind, within your awareness of your day-to-day experiences. So like the first one we can do is, you ever hear the song Count Your Blessings? It was sung when I was young and, you know, in church. And it's like, count your blessings, name them one by one. Count your many blessings, see what God has done. Now, you remember that or had that in your church, raise your hand. It was something that always stayed with me. It's like, count my blessings, name them one by one. Count my many blessings, see what God has done. So each and every day, we can count our blessings. We can see small things and great things that God has done in our life and give it back to God as the source of that goodness that has occurred within our life. The next thing that we can do, especially if you're a lover of nature, is appreciate nature and the beauty of nature, of the large and small things that are occurring within nature, like a bird singing, a beautiful song, and just taking a minute and listening and smiling and saying, wow, that's beautiful. God, that's God's creature. Or like a budding tree in the springtime when all that budding tree is turning into the beautiful greenery and flowers of the tree and of the bushes and of your flower beds even. And being aware that that's energy. That tree or that bush or that grain of grass is from God. God is supplying the energy for us to see this beauty. It's just like a sunset or a sunrise in the different beautiful colors that we just can take a few minutes, center into our heart and say, thank you, God. Thank you for your beauty. Thank you for your grace. Thank you for the opportunity of seeing. And so when we're also aware of doing those types of acts, it's also in noticing the next third point I want to mention, which is noticing the small joys that are happening, that are being brought into your life, that you're giving to other individuals maybe through a smile or a head nod when you can nod to the other person as you're walking down the street. Or it may be something such as deciding that you want to do some type of service. And in that process of doing service, you're giving out little gifts. Giving something, if you see that that person, as they're walking down the food line, for example, and you see that they got a twinkle of mirth in their eyes, and so I like that twinkle in your eye there, and they maybe say, yeah, I was thinking about blah, 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 and so they laugh, and you laugh with them. So there may be little ways that you can notice these joys and small things that are going on in your life, because sometimes we think it has to be these big things that are happening that we need to give recognition to. But it really is small things. It's just opening the door for an elderly person, you know, and noticing something that even though the person may be downtrodden as they're walking by you, but you notice something that is really nice. They have a beautiful scarf on. And you may just say, I love that scarf that you're wearing. And it may be something they've had with them for years, that scarf, because it's very meaningful for them, because it represents a parent that they love very dearly. We don't realize that these small acts of kindness and goodness that we do go a long way in order to spread God's love, God's kindness, God's peace to others. And then it's kind of this, it's a way of paying it forward. I think there was a movie out, was Pay It Forward. You know, that the good acts, the little acts that we do, the big acts that we do selflessly have a way of coming back to us and helping us in some particular ways in times of our needs that we do have. And the fourth way is sometimes we take for granted our health. Yeah, we just think that we're always going to be healthy. But we need to also make sure that whether we're healthy or we're battling with something, it's just something we can be grateful for. And being grateful for, you know, eating better than you did before, or sleeping better, and being grateful for that. Or maybe thankful for your sleep, being able to get a good night's sleep, or being able to get to bed early, because that's sometimes a problem. And it's like, thank you, I was able to do it today. And I'm feeling a lot better this morning now that I'm waking up. You know, so thank you, God, for helping me to clear the way so that I could have restful sleep and that I could be able to get to bed at a good time. Or it may be making sure you're eating healthy. And when you're eating healthy, you're being grateful for that. And you're saying, thank you for the food that I'm to nourish my body, to strengthen me in ways that I may or may not know. So there's little ways in which we can be grateful. And the more gratitude we can have, the more it actually buoys us up. It gives us more energy. It allows us to feel lighter about some of the situations that may be going on around us. And those situations may continue to go on around us, but we're approaching it from a different vantage point. We're looking at it through the lens of the more I find something I can be grateful for, the more God can be able to serve and help me as I'm serving to help God in the situation. It's like a figure eight flow of energy flowing from God to you, to you, to God, and going back and forth like that figure eight flow that we want to be able to have that uplifts the soul, that helps the soul to blossom, and also to be able to utilize the gifts and talents that is given to each soul, that is given to your soul. Now, the fifth one is being able to acknowledge the people that are around you and the things that you see that are around you at work, in your personal relationships, that you're acknowledging that you see that that person worked pretty hard to get that project out the door. And I just want to acknowledge that. You know, I'm so grateful for the amount of work that you've done in order to get this out. And it's so nicely done. And I really want you to know how much I appreciate that. That which we appreciate in someone else and we see the goodness in the other person is always a mirror of us being able to see that goodness within ourselves. And also, therefore, the goodness that God is flowing through us and guiding us in being able to now see that goodness in another person. God wants us to know that he, she exists in every person, be great or small. It's based upon the choices that they make that make it less light or more light that is existing within them, that they're garnering and they're being able to show forth. Sometimes we have to realize gratitude is also about the choice that we make. We have to make a choice to want to be grateful, to experience the spontaneity and being deliberate at times with being grateful. Doing times, for example, that are hard, that are burdensome, that we don't feel like it, but we're going to do it anyway because we know this is the work of the Lord. We're going to find something we can be grateful for. We're going to read something that is inspirational. We're going to go to a Corinthians and look at something that we can be able to cite, or John, the beloved, and see what we can cite. We're going to do things deliberately in order to change the frequency from a downward spiral to an upward spiral. And what researchers have found, as you may well know this as well, but researchers have found that gratitude is such a powerful quality. And they're noticing it more in the secular way, as we're talking about on more of the spiritual way. For example, a researcher by the name of Dr. Barbara Fredrickson, she wrote a book on positivity. And she talks about all the benefits of the upward spiral that positivity, which I'm calling is gratitude, can have in our life and can give us so much more than we would ever think about. Now, the next one that I wanted to mention in the last one is the sixth one, which is prayer, affirmations, meditation, using as an opportunity to sing God's praises, to pray for the God, thank you for allowing me to wake up this morning. Thank you, God, for allowing me to not pass my exit that would have taken me an hour out of the way, but because I was daydreaming. But I was alerted to, it's your time, you need to turn here. And we're grateful for that. It's these small acts, as I said earlier, that we get inspired to do something. And when we do it, and it's like, turns out, wow, that turned out better than I thought. Then you say, who do you give the praise to? You? Or do you give the praise to God? Give the praise to God. Say, God, thank you for helping me there, knowingly or unknowingly. Or doing a meeting, when you're in a high-powered meeting in which you know you need to do very well, and you do a little prayer before you go into that meeting. And that meeting allows you to be and stay alert, attuned, and keyed in to what you need to say, how you need to say it, and when you need to say it. And by doing that, you have a successful meeting. And you say, wow, that went pretty smoothly. I was thinking that it was going to be more challenging, and it wasn't. And you may say, well, why is that? But if for those who just made the prayer earlier, we say, I know why that is, because God was with me. God guided me. God helped me. So I need to give my praise to God, to His glory and His help and His guidance in my life. Affirmations are things we can say throughout the day that keeps us tied, like that umbilical cord, or as I said before, like your European speed rail, that it moves us into affirming to keep us centered in knowing that God is directing our path, directing our life, helping our soul to continue to blossom, that we are saying, I am grateful. That's a great thing to say. I am grateful for being alive, being well, and being attuned with the glory of my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. I am grateful for the opportunity to be able to see, to hear, to act, to be this day. Each and every day, I am grateful because we never know which the day is going to bring on to us. So when I praise it, the day, so we will be overshadowed for God's glory to manifest in our life, in our thinking, and in our feelings. So affirmations we can do, just as we can do prayers. And I said, affirmations are short statements that we want to make, like I am grateful for the goodness of God within my life. That's an affirmation. Usually we have to realize with affirmations, I am is God. You're saying, when Moses asked God, who shall I say who sent me? He says, say, I am that I am. So we have to be aware of the fact that when we say I am, we're saying God in me is what? Please don't say I'm terrible, I'm despicable, or I am something very negative. No, you don't want to qualify God's energy with that. But get back to the gratitude, get back to the joy, get back to the kindness, get back to the happiness, and be able to say, I am God's awareness of Himself as peace. Or I am peace. I am happiness and joy. And I am doing the best each and every day and grateful for God's glory in my life. Whatever you want to say, say in the affirming way. Say in the positive way. Say it in a way that you mean it and you feel it and you are grateful in your heart because you feel your heart warmth coming out. You're feeling that warmth of God's energy that is flowing through you. And one last point. Of all that I've talked about, please think about what is one thing, or maybe better yet, make a list of the things that you're grateful for and do that for 9 days, like a novena. All the things you're grateful for, that helps to bring forth this quality of the warmth of the heart and gratitude, and also the putting your attention to those things that are God-focused, that allow you to be able to feel greater centeredness, a greater likeness, a greater balance in your life. See what happens if you just take 9 days and just take a little bit of time and lift out at the end of that day all the things you're grateful for. Something to do, something to think about. Please leave your comments. Love to hear them. Bye for now. Take care.
Thank you for joining me for this episode on Mastering Life's Adventures, being your best self through soul evolution. If you have enjoyed what you've heard today, I would be delighted if you would share this episode with others, leave a thumbs up, and subscribe to my Mastering Life's Adventures podcast. Look forward to your joining the next episode. Please leave any comments or suggestions you might have below. Bye for now.